Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast 404 Podcast Not Found. I'm your host, Dylan, here with my co-hosts, Ari.
Hello.
And Chaim.
Howdy.
And we're here to talk about the errors of our lives. So first on the list, Chaim, what would you like to say about your computer situation?
Well, it's not great. So I probably downloaded like 50 viruses somehow, and one of these viruses is the Bing Google glitch. So now every time I want to type something or search for something, it sends me to Google. Then it's like, wait, no, I have to send you to Bing. And it puts me in Bing, and I don't want to be there, but I have to.
And we all love Bing, don't we?
No, we don't. It sucks.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody who ever uses Bing.
Yeah, seriously, like, Google is the way to go. Apparently, except for maps. I saw somewhere that, like, Bing will be extremely accurate for, like, finding locations, specific locations, but Google is actually better for directions.
But, like, who spends time, like, worrying about what browser they're going to use? They just, like, go on the internet. They need to find something. They're not going to be like, actually, I'm going to use Bing today. Like, no one does that. So why do people even try to
connect with Google? Actually, on my way here, Google Maps decided to be wonky, and it kept saying I was somewhere else again for the second time.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. Yeah, so right now I go to the city for, like, an engineering thing, and Google Maps is just so iffy with locations sometimes that, like, I'll be in one point and it'll be like, oh yeah, you're all the way on 97th Street. I'm on 34th Street, Google. 34th Street.
How long have you been going to that internship for?
Since July 1st, I think.
And you're still using Google Maps to get there?
No, I stopped. But, like, the first 4 or 5 days, it was rough. I missed my train, like, 3 times.
Really? What trains do you take?
LIRR.
Interesting. Cool.
So, Ari, how's your internship going?
It's good. So I intern at a startup company. I'm not going to say what it's called. basically...
Get wrecked, viewers! Get wrecked! You're never going to find out.
Basically, all that I do is... it's a tech company, so, like, the people that are working there, do, like, technical stuff, but I don't have an education in technology, obviously, we're still in high school, so, I basically am, like, their secretary. He, like, gives me all his papers to file. I, like, made a completely new filing system. It's, like, really epic, which is my opinion, but, yeah. I'm basically their intern, and I, like, make appointments in meeting rooms for them and stuff. And sometimes I help with Instagram. That's pretty much it.
That's nice.
So what are your crazy experiences at this job?
I haven't had any crazy experiences. There was this one time I saw this file in the wrong location. That was the craziest experience.
Oh. Ooh, crazy experience for me. I'm making an epic marshmallow roaster.
Oh, really? Well, what have you done so far?
Out of what?
Metal and different things and marshmallows, yeah.
I can't imagine seeing that. Like, a marshmallow roaster.
You know, like, those chicken roasters? The rotisserie chicken roaster things, right? The ones that are on, like, a stick in a fire and it just keeps on spinning?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
So.
Except it's going to be automatic.
Oh. Or it just, like, shoots marshmallows on a stick and it's like roasting.
Kind of, I guess.
I don't understand how that works.
Okay.
What? It's like, I don't know.
It's so confusing about it.
No, it's like, how would you get the marshmallow on the stick?
You put it on, and then you connect it to something that rotates.
No, but it's supposed to be automatic, so the marshmallows are supposed to go on the stick themselves, like, by itself.
No,
ever be possible?
You put them on
the
stick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How is it automatic?
It's like you buy the marshmallows from the store, and then it's just like, ta-da, they're on the stick, and now you roast it.
I mean, I could see how it becomes automatic. Like, it just, like, there's conveyor belt sort of, and you put the marshmallows on, and they just like go onto the stick.
If you're having conveyor belts, then you don't need a marshmallow roaster. It will just automatically like put them over a fire with conveyor belts.
Why not just have like a one of those French fryer boiler things? I forgot what they're called.
Fryers.
Fryers. Yeah, and so you put the marshmallow in the fryer and you hold it over the fire. You just have marshmallows being dumped into the fryer.
Because then it's not automatic in a perfect marshmallow.
Basically, it is automatic. You just have it's gonna
destroy the marshmallow. You want your marshmallow fried with oil? That sounds disgusting.
Also,
not with oil. You just have that holding style thing.
Well, isn't that what they're for? You put them in oil. No.
No, he's saying like you hold it over a fire and then it roasts the thing.
Oh, with those like grater thingies?
Yeah. But like that doesn't work because, you know, marshmallows are kind of like mushy. So you put it on for too long and it'll just like mush marshmallow.
Yeah, and it'll get like disgustingly roasted and you can't really eat it anymore.
Yeah, and yeah.
What? You could like stick your hand in it and just like eat it off your fingers.
That sounds super painful and not at all pleasing. Okay.
I basically have like the dumbest idea out of everybody. Like everybody's like, yeah, we're going to help people. Marshmallows. I mean, it's not a dumb idea. It's actually a great idea because, you know, people like marshmallows.
It's probably the most plausible idea that like it's gonna get used more than any of the other ideas that people are making. It's like, oh, let's make like a like some robot that can like save people's lives. Like that's not gonna happen. So
yeah,
it's good to learn stuff at your programs instead of trying to do things that are impossible.
Yeah. All right. So interesting story from a couple of weeks ago. I was on a vacation, not really a vacation. I was on like a weekend holiday trip in Montauk. You guys know where Montauk is?
No, where is
that? It's like somewhere deep Long Island?
Yeah, like the last town in Long Island. The very last place you could possibly be. And we were shopping in this clothing store. And so I lost my phone. And I had no idea where my phone was. I was like, where was it? I was freaking out because I never lose my phone ever. I've maybe a couple of times where I've just, in my room, I've left it here and I thought it was there. But other than that, I've really not barely ever lost my phone and like actually lost it. This time, I actually lost it and I had no idea where it was. So after like 20 minutes of searching for it, I remember that I can make it ring from another person's phone using the Find My Device website from Google. So I went on I signed into my account and made my phone ring. Where was it? It was in a fanny pack that I was trying on as a joke. And I was like to my family, look, I'm wearing a fanny pack. Then I just kind of left it in the fanny pack, and I walked away. It would have been stuck in the fanny pack.
Why would
for
you
weeks.
Put it in there in the first place?
I don't know. It was but a really
you
dumb
want
move.
To try out that weight.
Could you imagine if someone like bought it and they were like, oh my god, I didn't know it comes with a free phone.
They buy the whole set and they're like, wait, that was a ripoff. I only got one phone.
What's your biggest fear, Ari?
My biggest fear? Honestly, like my biggest like realistic fear is like bugs. Oh my god, okay. So this is like, okay, I'm really enthusiastic about this because I was walking downstairs to get some M&Ms last night at like midnight. And there was this huge centipede, like an inch long, like the size of my thumb, with like, it was huge and it was really furry. It was just like on like the door and it was like right next to my bag and I was like, I called someone. I was like, you need to come downstairs right now. And they were like, what's going on? Are you okay? And I'm like, no, you need to come down right now. And they were just like, it's just a bug. And I'm like, yeah, you need to kill it. I can't.
Yeah. So a similar thing happened to me, except it was like 10 times as bad. So I was in my room and I saw on my lamp there was a huge moth. And I just... Bugs that are a certain size, like beyond a small pebble size, I just can't deal with. And So this was at like 1 a.m. Everybody in my house was asleep. I wasn't waking anybody up. So, and I wasn't sleeping in my room either because there was a giant moth in my room. So I ended up going downstairs, sleeping on the couch, and oh my god, no. Why did I sleep on the couch? I had an awful night. I started the engineering program the next day.
That was the night before you started your program? Oh my god.
I didn't know what to do, so I just slept on the couch, and we haven't found the moth since.
Oh my god.
I feel like my parents just put the moth on the lamp so that they would just scare me. Because, you know, they know I have a huge fear of bugs. So they put a fake moth on top of the lamp. And they and they knew I would be freaked out, but I just didn't notice it until 1 a.m. So this is my conspiracy theory, that they put it there. And then now they just have a fake moth somewhere.
And then they hit it the next morning before you woke up. And
yeah.
It's just like, it's gone. You don't know where it is because they took it back.
Yeah, exactly.
So beware. Next time you see it, just know it's fake.
It reminds me of this magician.
I see a moth flying around, and I'm like, that's a fake moth.
It's like eating one of your shirts, just like, nom, 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 nom. You're like, you're fake.
So it reminds me of this magician who, so his trick was like, he would like, okay, so let me start from the beginning. So he had his phone, right? And he would show you like, oh, there's this little bug going through the screen. It's like pretty gross. Like you feel like, it looks like the moth is in the phone, whatever. And it's like, it's kind of disgusting. It's like going through your screen and it's coming out and it's like, whatever. And so at the end of the trick, he flips your hand over and there's like a fake bug on the back of your hand. And everybody just like jumps at the sight of it, because it's like you think it's a real bug on the back of your hand. I don't know. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, man, have you ever seen this trick before?
No, I don't think so.
Never.
I don't know. It's just like, it's freaky.
Cool. That was super awkward.
Okay, what next?
Hold on. I'm trying to look up the name of the spider because. Now that we were speaking about, like, huge moths, there was this, I saw recently on Instagram one time, there was this foot-long spider in Australia that, like, appears in, like, people's houses. Okay, it's called the giant huntsman spider.
Oh, is it the spider that chops off other spiders' heads and puts them on their back or something?
I have no idea what that means, but I saw a picture one time where this spider was eating a small opossum in someone's house. It was just like, this is why I can't ever live in Australia, because like they just walk into their house with like a foot-long spider eating an opossum like on their roof. And I'm like, no. He like took a picture, and then I would just like die. If I saw that, I would probably just die and let the spider eat me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Instagram of spider. They were like, do you think this is fog? No, this is an entire park covered in spider webs. This is summer for Australia.
Yeah, I'm never living in Australia.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, I can't even deal with a spider that's, like,
small.
2 inches long. Yeah. If I see a spider that's, like, a foot long, that's, like, a gigantic hairy spider, like, eating something, like, how would that even get into your house?
It's Australia. How don't they get into your house?
I don't know. That's really scary. I would not be able to sleep after that. Like, I would just, like, move. Like, I'd burn the house down and, like, move somewhere else.
Like, oh, there's a tiny bug in my house. Burn. And now you don't have a house.
Well, it would have to be, like, this spider. So not, like, a tiny bug. But, yeah, past, like, a certain length, probably, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even sell the house. You just burn it.
Just burn it. You don't get your money back.
You could sell the land still.
Yeah, but no house, so. At least there's no spider, it's worth the risk.
Oh, your fear. You didn't tell us your fear, Dylan.
You didn't say a fear, huh?
I'm getting there. Dylan, what's your biggest fear?
Okay, so let me, like.
I already said bugs.
Yeah, we did talk about his fear.
Oh, okay.
Chaim, what's your biggest fear?
Everything, probably. Like, most things.
I don't really have one fear.
Like, do you have any examples of
like
times
you're scared of this headphone, or you're scared of like the carpet, you're scared of like moth? Like, can you be more specific?
Like, one time I was walking and I saw a human being and I just ran away because I'm scared of everything.
Well, if they're holding a knife in their hand, then yes, yes, I would be. Like,
that was actually what happened to me yesterday, but that's another story. No, I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding.
No, specifically a knife and a ski mask on their face or
something. Okay, that's not everything. That's specifically a serial killer. You're scared of serial killers? How many scary movies have you watched?
Way too many. Okay. I wish I hadn't watched them. I don't know, have you ever watched Scream?
Scream? Those are, like, not scary at
all. I don't watch scary movies.
They have, like, 6 Scream movies, I think. I watched, like, the first 2. They were, like, not good. It's just, like, some guy with the super long mask with the, like, the white face. The mask like with, the, like, the super, mask? Like, the... With his mouth, like, wide open, like, he's screaming. And it's, like, white.
The hockey mask?
No, that's Jason.
Oh. The one
It's not, like, a greatest... Like, there's actually, like, a white... Like, a skull on his face, but, like, the mouth of the skull is, like, open, like, really big.
Oh, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
So that's what Scream is, basically. Just a person, like, wearing, like, a black outfit with that mask on.
I was young whenever my family kept watching that movie, so it really gave me nightmares.
It wasn't even a good movie. I think a good scary movie, the first good scary movie that I watched was, like, The Purge movie. That one actually scared
me.
Okay, actually, the first scary movie that I watched, I forgot what it's called. It's, like, this cartoon, about this girl.
Coraline?
Coraline. That was the scariest movie I've ever seen when I was, like, 8 years old.
I don't know how that's a children's movie. It gave me nightmares.
I watched it, like, 12 times. It was my sister's favorite movie. Every time. I just didn't sleep that night.
No, I remember I watched it in a hotel one time with my family. We were all staying in a hotel and we watched the movie, and I didn't sleep that whole night. And I was, like, 10 or something. But I watched it again, like, 2 years ago, and I still couldn't sleep that night. No, I was, like, much older, and I still couldn't sleep after watching that movie. It's so creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the whole eye becomes buttons things. Like, this is supposed to be a children's movie, remember. Like, you do...
It's like the horror movie for children.
Yeah.
It's, like, not actually... If I watched it now, I probably wouldn't be scared, but...
Like, the second mother was just like, oh, but if you want to stay here, you know, you've got to take out your eyes and put these buttons there.
That wasn't even the scary part. I think the thing that scared me the most was that
when
closet.
When she turned into a spider?
No.
Oh.
What? When did that happen? In the movie?
She turned into a giant spider. I guess a spider sort of a thing.
Oh, when the whole, like, dimension that fell apart? Okay, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the, like, things like that, like, cartoons that are, like, trying to be scary, like, physically, like, oh, spiders in a cartoon, like, that's not scary, but, like, concepts are more scary. So when they have this closet that, like, they could put you in as punishment and you can't even leave.
It's like Bird Box.
Not even close.
No, because Bird Box was all about concept. They didn't actually show the real thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the closet right now. Not at all like Bird Box. Anyways, so this closet was, like, it was, like, a mirror on the outside, I think, and she would, like, the mother in the other dimension... If you didn't watch Coraline, you're not going to understand this. She, like, threw her in the closet as punishment, and there was, like, this ghost in there or something who was there for a while,
I think. It was a mirror, wasn't it?
Think I know what you're talking about now. It's, like, one of the people that... It was the grandfather of the kid, I think. Remember, there was, like, the other kid? And he was like,
yeah.
I just found this picture of my grandfather all the way at the end of the movie.
I don't remember. Okay, anyway, so that closet is the scariest part of the movie.
I thought it was a mirror.
Whatever, but it was like... Yeah, I think it is a mirror, but like it was like a closet on the inside. I don't know.
Oh, wait, it's like with a bunch of ghosts that were...
No, it was like a small room with like one other ghost in there.
Yeah.
I might think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyways, the point is that the concept of being locked in a room as punishment and you can't even leave was what scared me, because it was like you physically can't leave, like... If you, like, get punished and you have to sit in the corner, like, okay, fine. You get punished and you have to sit in the corner, but, like, you can physically get up and leave. If you're stuck in a closet and there's, like, a one-way room, like, you physically can't leave, and that's just terrifying. That was why I was so scared of that movie. Yeah, Bird Box is also pretty scary.
Yeah, I don't watch scary movies, so I can't really say anything.
Well, especially the psychotic people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was scary. So, basically... Dylan, since you didn't watch it, I'll give you, like, a brief summary. Bird Box is, like, I don't know how it started, but basically there's, like, this new disease or something, or there's this, like, creature that they never really showed in the movie, and if you look at it, then you, like, you become, like, crazed, and you want to kill yourself, so that happens to, like about 90% of the people, So, like, you have to, like, not see it. That's why it's, like, you blindfold yourself. And, like, the main actress is Sandra Bullock. So she's the main character. So it starts off, she's, like, pregnant with her sister. Not with her sister. and her sister's, like, driving her to the doctor. And then, like, on the way after the doctor, her sister, like, sees the thing and tries to kill her, like, because she's driving. Her sister's driving. So she sees the thing and she wants to kill them both. So she, like, tries to drive off the road and kill them. And, like, everyone on the street is, like, going crazy. Everyone's, like, killing themselves. And so, like, then the main character, she finds her way to some house with, like, a bunch of other people who are, like, also trying to survive. And they're, like, what's going on outside? And then they, like, sort of stay there for a while, figure it out. A lot of people are dead. And then, like, slowly it's, like, killing everyone in the world. So basically, then you figure out after a while when they, like, run out of resources at the house, they have to go to, like, the supermarket. So they go into, like, this car, they blind off everything, and they use, like, the GPS in the car to, like, get their way to the supermarket, and they're, like, driving over dead bodies, and they're like, what's going on? It's pretty funny. Anyways, when they get to the supermarket, when they get to the supermarket, they find this person. They find out that people don't always kill themselves. They can also become crazed and try to get other people to look at the whatever it is, the monster. So they find the first person who was like that, who tries to, like, so their goal is to try to get other people to look at the monster so that, like, the monster can kill them or make them into, like, the other people who want to make everyone else look into it. So they find their first person, and so, like, one person from their team, like, sacrifices themselves. And so yeah. It's pretty sad because he was, like, the best character in the whole movie. Anyways, so really? That's, like, sort of what happens. And then, like, there's more drama and there's more people, like, coming into the group who are, like, oh, actually, I wasn't a real person. I'm actually, like, one of those. So there was, what was his name? There was the crazy person.
Only the crazy people are only the people who are from the asylum. Like, they were already mentally.
Oh, really? Was that the thing?
Yeah, they were already mentally, like, dysfunctional or something.
Disturbed?
So, yeah.
Okay, so I guess there was this asylum, and so the people who saw the monster from this asylum became, like, people who wanted... So they were the people who wanted to get other people to look into it, so they didn't kill themselves.
Because they're like, oh, you have to see this wonder. You have to see this really good thing.
Yeah, they were, like, trying to, like, convince people to look at it. It was like, you're gonna be so much happier when you look at it. But, like, obviously, you're gonna kill yourself, so I don't know how that's possible.
The whole idea was that it was your biggest fear. The monster will turn, like, you would see your biggest fear, and that would want you, want you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And make you want.
Yeah, so basically, I guess I'll just, like, spoil the ending since the movie came out a while ago. So they get to, like, the safe place in the end. That's basically, and there's, like, a little twist, that's why they're safe. I won't say that, just in case no one's seen the movie.
Spoiler alert. The ending, the safe place, is actually a blind institution.
Okay, just say it. Sure.
Yeah, I will. I said spoiler alert.
Good job. Congratulations.
In the book, it was different. In the book, it was much more gory. There's a book for this, too.
You read it?
I didn't read it. I just heard about it. Like, in the end, it's more like in the blind institution, people would gorge their eyes out so they don't have to, never have to see it.
Oh.
Okay. The much more gory version.
And on that note, we will end off this first episode of 404 Podcast Not Found. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!
And subscribe!
Subscribe!
Subscribe! Like, YouTube. Comment!
I don't know
and how... And hit that little bell!
Get your notifications in, because next week is going to be even more epic. Bye!
See ya!